Hello and welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we are featuring Charlie Skaggs. She is 4 years old and she has cystic fibrosis. I was privileged to get to speak with her father in an interview a few days ago, about a week and a half ago. And Jerry, about the same age I am, Jerry and Melissa are right here in town, and they are good friends. I actually work with Melissa every day at the school where I teach, and that's how I know them. Actually, this is how this is. If you've been wondering, Jason, why are you so concerned about cystic fibrosis? Today, you get the real reason. I would not have known anything about cystic fibrosis unless I started working where I work. And the first person that I ever knew that had cystic fibrosis was Charlie Skaggs. And Melissa, her mother, she works with Leah and I at the school where we teach. And so there is an awareness, there is a knowledge on the faculty among us all about cystic fibrosis. And I know that folks like Susan Odom and Candy Mitchell and my wife Leah and others as well all do a great job raising money and raising awareness for cystic fibrosis. Actually, I gotta be honest with you, the story is even a little bit more than that. About 3 years ago, when I was talking with some of my seventh graders about a Change the World project, we decided on cystic fibrosis. And so it took a couple of years to get the whole thing done, largely because I'm a slacker. But I did finish it, and we actually wrote a book that collected about a dozen cystic fibrosis stories. Eight of the chapters have very happy endings, meaning that all of the cystic fibrosis patients are still living, and the other four chapters, that is not the case. And that is why it is in my interest to pursue a cure, to pursue funding, and pursue awareness for this awful, awful disease. Funding for research and a cure for this disease. So, yeah, I'll put that link below as well. You can purchase that book anytime you like on lulu.com. And we got to interview all the people that we have spoken to this month, Courtney, Rayshawn, and Gabby. They all have their stories in this book, written by 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and edited by yours truly. The stories are not long at all, but some of them are heartbreaking. Not heartbreaking, the ones that you've heard on here so far. There might be some sad details, but of course the ones that died are extremely sad. Not to be confused with today's story. Today is very hopeful and very, very real. I got to interview Charlie Skaggs' dad, Jerry, who's about the same age I am. He is a friend. And I think very highly of this family. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the poem I've written. It is called Courage and Responsibility, a tribute to Charlie Skaggs and her family. There is hope when courage and responsibility meet, and tenacious determination nothing can beat. The potency of such a combination provides enough power for any situation, any hurdle, any discouraging circumstances, any thing where despair possibly advances, because I know a family where this is the case. Courage and responsibility, it's at their place. It's in their hearts, lived out in their action. And because of this, they are bullseyed by hope's attraction. And what is so remarkable, the thing that impresses me the most, is that they consider their efforts as nothing to boast. Their courage and responsibility yield humility I cannot measure. and that alone would make this family a treasure. But that doesn't even sum up every reason to give them praise. If I were to start a list, it would take me days. So know this, they are true and they are right. They are engaged in a struggle. They are fighting a mighty fight. And its nobility cannot possibly be overstated. It cannot be talked about enough. It cannot be overrated. They have no place sitting at the table of despair, discouragement, and defeat. This family, this amazing family, where courage and responsibility meet. If you ever get a chance, and if you know them, please make sure that you give a great big hug, high five, handshake, pat on the back to Jerry and Melissa and Ava and Charlie for what they do in their community and in their world. We're going to go ahead and switch over to my interview with Jerry. It's not very long. We didn't need to make it very long, and I want you to listen to it, and then we'll come back and pray and close up shop. Here we go. Jerry Skaggs, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for coming by to talk about your story. Man, Charlie, she is 5 or 4?
4 years old right now.
She's 4 years old. Her birthday is coming up in August. And take us back to 2010 when you guys were about to become second-time parents.
Second-time parents. We thought we had it figured out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we knew that there was a possibility that she could have CF.
Okay, well, back up.
Okay.
How did you guys know you were carriers?
Melissa had taken a test at her doctor's office, kind of like a routine test. It came back that she was a carrier. They just asked her to have her husband come in, take the test. Odds are he's not a carrier. So I went in, took the test, and found out I was a carrier. So there was a great chance that Charlie was going to come out with CF. But we kind of hoped, you know, and just thought about it a lot. And when she was born, she was so tiny and little.
Yeah.
You kind of just look at her and... We knew right away.
Yeah.
But we waited a week for the results to come back and got the results, and she had CF.
Yeah. Wow.
7 days old, we started the routine.
And what do those routines look like for a 7-day-old?
A lot of padding.
Yeah.
We had little padders that we held in our hands, and there was 9 spots on our upper body that we hit for 2 minutes at a time. And
yeah.
She was always such a good baby. I mean, she just did them. She didn't cry.
Good to go.
Even now, I mean, she's almost 5 years old.
Right.
And, you know, each treatment takes her about an hour.
Yeah.
And you would just think that a 5-year-old is not going to want to sit and do it.
Yeah.
Not saying that she does want to do it.
Right.
But there's no arguments. There's no, I don't want to do this.
Wow.
She just gets on her vest. She does her breathing treatments.
Yeah.
Like a champ.
Yeah. I've seen her do the breathing treatments even in the car. You guys have it where you can plug in the DC outlet.
Yeah.
That's
made it just a little bit easier on road trips.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys always had the DC plug for the vest, or is that newer?
It's kind of new.
Okay.
We were going on a trip and it was going to be jam-packed for time, so we really didn't know when we were going to fit it in when we left.
Yeah.
When we were going to do it when we were away.
Yeah.
So we had it put in, and we were like, how have we lived without this thing?
Right.
Because, you know? So now, I mean, we'll go out to dinner, and she'll do her vest on the way to the restaurant or wherever we're going, and she gets it done.
Yeah. And what's insurance like on something, just say, the vest? Is that covered at all?
No.
Okay,
no.
So that's out of pocket.
Yeah, as far as health insurance, they did help tremendously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The vest overall was around $20,000.
Okay.
I think we only had to come out of pocket $3,000.
Wow.
And that was also the company that we bought it from, SmartVest. They helped us too.
Okay.
So, you know, it was more than that. They worked a deal out with us. So we were appreciative on that.
Good, good. Going back to when she was first born, did she nurse? Was she on formula? How did she? Because she needs a lot of help with the enzymes and everything, right?
Yeah, her body does not capture any kind of nutrients.
Right.
Her body doesn't produce natural enzymes.
Yeah.
So she takes pills.
Okay.
So when she was first born, she nursed, but she never has like to eat. She would rather do anything else than eat.
Okay.
So it is a constant fight. On feeding.
Yeah.
Even today. Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to go play.
She wants to play.
Yeah.
She doesn't have time to eat. So it's like you have to sit down and focus with her.
Yeah. When you were mentioning this maturity that she has, is it your experience? And I don't know how many other CF kids you know, but is that your experience that CF tends to mature kids, or is that just Charlie?
I don't know. I can't really say.
Okay.
I just know Charlie is, she's a rare breed.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah.
And so mature for a four-year-old, you know?
Right.
She'll be out, and if someone offers her something that she knows that she can't have.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll even order drinks in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she'll tell the waiter, you know, I want orange juice, but no ice. Just because we try to stay away from ice.
What's the ice? What's that?
Well, just bacteria. You don't know how often the machines are cleaned out. So we, you know, unless we're at home or something like that, we kind of steer away from ice.
Wow.
But, you know, 4 years old, she'll tell them, you know, no ice.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good. You guys are like superstars when it comes to fundraising and getting the latest treatments. Where does that come from, man? Because I'm blown away at that your level of aggressiveness towards, you know, combating this thing.
We've got a lot of help.
Yeah.
A lot of people help us.
Yeah.
It's not
friends, just, family.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of family, a lot of friends. We couldn't do it without them. That's for sure.
Yeah. So when she was born in August of 2010, how soon did you come together with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation?
The head doctor at Vanderbilt kind of got us in touch with them.
Okay.
I think we were talking to the foundation within a couple of weeks.
Wow.
You know, they just let us know that they were there for us.
Yeah.
Told us what they did for fundraising.
Yeah.
It blows my mind on... CF is just it's an orphan disease. It's nothing major in the spotlight.
Right.
But the amount of time, effort, and money that these people raise is crazy.
Yeah.
And it all goes toward research.
Yeah.
You know, 90 cents of every dollar goes toward research.
Yes, yes. That's a stat nobody has brought it. I have heard that. Thank you. As far as your family dynamic, going from you and Melissa and Ava, and then adding a second child with a much higher level of need, how does that change your family dynamic?
It's funny that before Charlie came along, we would see kids with special needs or hardships, and we would look at each other and just say, you know, how do they function? How do they get by?
Right.
And Charlie, when she came along, it's almost like it's an automatic adaption.
Yeah.
You just do it.
You just do it.
And even today, I mean, we do the hours of treatments, all the medications, all the, you know, worrying about being sick. Even today, we still look at other families with higher needs.
Right.
It's like, how do they do it?
Yeah.
And then we think, man, we've got Charlie with CF, but you know, we just adapted to it. It's life. Yeah.
Come at you.
On day 8 of her life, that was just the way it is.
Yeah.
And we all changed, even her little sister, or her big sister.
Yeah. Yeah. How does Ava do?
She does fantastic, man.
Awesome.
She takes care of her.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. We've been praying for everybody that has been on the show this month. Courtney, Rayshawn, Gabby, and now you guys. What do you guys want, man? What do you need?
A cure.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that, you know, I see Melissa a lot more often and get to talk to her from time to time. What do we not understand that you wish we did about cystic fibrosis?
That everybody looks at me and Melissa and feels sorry for us.
Yeah.
And the families, but it's actually, you know, it's the people with it that have to fight for it every day. It's those people that are the champs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
As you heard, Jerry, we're going to go ahead and pray for a cure for cystic fibrosis. Dear God, thank you so much for this Gags family. Thank you for Jerry, Melissa, Ava, and Charlie. Thank you so much for the strong presence that they are in our community and the cystic fibrosis community. Thank you so much, God, for putting in them such a fight and such a desire to see this disease gone. God, we join them right now and ask in Jesus' name that you provide a cure for cystic fibrosis. God, we know you can do this. We believe it. God, just in Jesus' name, send us a cure for cystic fibrosis, Father. God, surround Charlie with health. Surround her with, God, just send on Kalydeco as soon as possible in June and July. God, thank you so much for the Skaggs family. Thank you so much for the example that they are to all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. We have one more, possibly two more cystic fibrosis interviews on the way. So stick around and you'll get to hear those. Today's episode was brought to you in part by Sunshine Tree Care. Sunshine Tree Care is owned and operated by Jeremiah Sunshine right here in Hendersonville. Please check out sunshinetreecare.com or you may call 615-513-9539. They do emergency tree care as well as routine tree care. Thank you, Sunshine Tree Care, for your support of Bring Back the Poetry, the podcast, and your support of cystic fibrosis patients. Make sure you come back next week or tomorrow. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.